Going into training camp, Andrew Luck, injury number one. Mm-hmm. Clayton Gethers, probably injury number 1A.
Definitely.
Jim Sorgi, I think when you talk about the versatile defenders on this team, nobody's higher on the list than Clayton Gethers. I think he is a huge part for what the Colts wanted to do defensively, and that neck injury is a major concern.
Go back 2 years ago. First start against Atlanta in Atlanta. You got excited when you seen this kid play, how he was hitting people. First 9 games last season, you got really excited with the way Clayton Gethers was playing. And then obviously he makes that big fourth down stop. We'll show that here. He gets the neck injury. Now he misses 7 games at the end of last season. It's starting to leak into 2017, which everybody didn't want to do. They thought it was going to heal on its own. Obviously it didn't, need a surgery in March. Now we're in that, you know, twilight zone. Are we going to have them? Are we not going to have them? And I think that's the worry that everybody's kind of having right now.
Yeah, Storch mentioned that first start as a rookie in 2015 down at Atlanta. No Mike Adams for this game. So Clayton Gethers, Dwight Lowry were your safeties. And Storch, when Clayton Gethers was drafted, he called himself a tone setter. This is setting the tone.
Well, he's the hammer. Right? And this back right here is going to be the nail. I'm going to tell you that right now. This receiver is actually going to need to come down and block him. This is Julio Jones, actually known for his blocking abilities. He wants no part of this as we let this play develop. But if he doesn't get up here, kind of get in this gap right here and make this play at the line of scrimmage, it's going to go for a long way because it's blocked nicely. They're working up to the linebackers, and they're doing a really good job of creating the alley to the outside. And if it's not for Clayton Gethers, this ball is going to go a long way, possibly score if the safety doesn't get him. But you're going to see it. I'm going to kind of slow-mo it right here. Julio Jones wants none of that. Absolutely none of that. He could have came down and cracked him right there and let this ball get outside. There's nobody out here. Blocked well. He wants none of it. He does a great job of shooting this gap, getting to the backfield, and the hit he puts on right here, I'm going to actually rewind it and go fast because it's a shot. It's a shot. The back does a good job getting back to the line of scrimmage. But that's what we saw. That's what got us excited heading into 2016, and we saw it for most of the season, but then obviously the injury.
Yeah, when Clayton Gethers hits you, you feel it.
Yeah.
And I think the other part of his game is this kind of version, Sorge. Him as a dime linebacker allows Ted Monachino to do a lot of things.
Yeah, good defensive personnel for the Colts right here. You know, you got 4 down linemen. You got the 1 linebacker in DeQuell. You can rush those 5. They're going to play kind of man robber with Darius Butler right here. And he does a really good job covering the tight end at the left side of the screen right here. Does a really good job inside leverage. The receiver's going to break inside. He gets his hands on him, but not enough to get a penalty. Slows him down a little bit, but when the ball comes, he gets his hand in there, and that ball's getting there fast. That's Aaron Rodgers throwing that ball, but he gets his left hand in there. He knocks the ball away, makes a big play, and gets the defense off the field. That's what you need.
And sub packages are such a big part of the NFL nowadays. 65% with the Colts year, and if Gethers isn't healthy for 2017, you worry about how much you can use that. Sorge, we talked about this play earlier. This was the play we thought maybe of the season at one point, and now it's the reason Clayton Gethers is on the mend.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job. Don't really know what the defense is, but you can kind of see he's directing people. He's right here. He's directing people. This was him being a leader, leading that defense. You're going to see the guy's going to go in motion. He's going to come over to the other side. You know the ball is coming right here. They took a down lineman. They put him right here. They took this guy, brought him in motion. This is where the ball's going. 4th and 1. They need to get it there. He knows he's got to get a stop. He's even going to take on a block of a wide receiver, beat that block, and then, again, he's not hitting just anybody right there. He's hitting DeMarco Murray, a guy that's putting his weight, lowering his pad level, and trying to run you over. And he does a good job of stopping him right there in the tracks, keeping him short of the first down, giving the Colts the ball. But again, big play. But how costly was that play? He's so versatile. You're right, in the defensive schemes and where he can play, that over that one play to lose him for this extended time, was it worth it?
And there's a trickle-down effect. You know, if Clayton Gethers isn't ready, is T.J. Green now see more playing time? Is Darius Butler, is he a full-time starter now at his new position at safety? And Malik Hooker as well. We didn't see him during the offseason program. So that's why I think this is such a big injury.
It is, because you don't know the full extent of what this defense can be until it has all its parts. Can Clayton Gethers be one of those parts? A huge part, if he's healthy. And that's the biggest key, but you do not want to put him back on the field if he's not healthy. The neck and the back and all that spine, brain, is something you do not want to mess with. So until he's healthy, stay on the sidelines. But when he's healthy, hopefully he can get back in there and be the player of old.
Yeah. Andrew Luck's right shoulder, top of mind for Colts fans. Clayton Gethers' neck should be right behind that.